Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate offices. I am Todd Dix.
Howdy, baby. No.
That's Bubba Gumpino. Canadian sensation, Bearded Wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Royalties in the back, why?
How we doing?
Mitts in the back, why?
What? What's up, Fox? Wow. I just read Foxy's name on here when I clicked my camera.
Oh.
And that's what I said. Yeah, I just did that, Tony. Sorry.
Oh, no.
Yep, turn my mic off.
Your picks are dead.
I might as well not even. You know what? I had.
Your picks are dead.
Good luck, Tony.
I had 20 picks to give out. I'm not going to give out one, though.
Your picks are dead.
I'm going to go 0-20, though.
Tony's picks are dead.
It's a damn shame the Island Boys got booed this weekend. Oh,
that wasn't booing, dude.
What?
That wasn't booing.
They were getting laughed off of stage.
By the person with the camera.
By everyone in the place, dude.
I don't know. You can't just read the caption.
You're not an Island Boys guy.
I'm not an Island Boy, but I know what booing is.
I watched The Grinch last night. They look exactly like those two dudes. They do. The beginning of that movie, climbing up the mountain.
They absolutely do. All right. We're going to get straight into Picks Friday because action has begun. God damn it. Just literally, the moment you called me Foxy.
I didn't call you Foxy. I read it off of the thing because it got red and I
UAB clicked the button. UAB scored and I have UTEP plus the 14.
Oh,
the moment you called me that.
I can't read good, Tony.
You son of a bitch.
I can't read good.
2-1 yesterday in the NFL, I believe, for everybody. In here, right?
Yep.
I went 1-2.
Oh, you took the Bears.
Hand up. No, I took I took the Lions money line, but
you did.
So I lost.
Good for you, man.
Good for you, dude.
It's a good effort.
You said points. I don't need them.
Don't need them.
I don't fucking need them. Egg Bowl winner.
Yep.
San Jose State Cup winner.
4 out of 5 Europa League.
4 out of 5 in the Europas.
Good day in the Europa. Needed it. Had to have it.
If you're not familiar with Picks Friday, we give out all the picks for today, the weekend, blah, blah, blah. We go through it. Since games have started in college football, NHL, and college basketball, we'll start there. We'll then do NBA, NFL, and footy. Does that sound good to everybody?
Yeah. Good.
Let's start on the gridiron. Let's start with college football. I got 8. Gumpy's got 8. Man, how many you got?
Counting.
Yeah, I'm going to kill him.
4.
4?
Conservative Mitt.
Conservative Mitt. Smart Mitt.
Boozed up Mitt.
Okay. I'll start it off tonight. North Carolina State, somewhere between 5.5 to 6.5 is what you can get them at. They still have a chance to win the ACC Atlantic. If Wake loses, Wake probably won't lose, but NC State doesn't know that yet tonight. They're playing North Carolina. NC State 5-1 ATS at home. UNC 0-3 away. Give me the Wolfpack tonight.
Do you got anything tonight, Mitt, you'd like to start with?
No.
Okay.
Me neither.
Okay, so we move to Saturday. Please kick off our Saturday slate for college football.
This pick may be cursed all of a sudden out of nowhere, but I cannot get the picture of Michigan losing to Michigan State out of my head.
Okay.
I'm laying the 7.5 with the Buckeyes.
Okay.
I have to do it. They're good on the road. They're great against Michigan. They're 4-1-1. Their last 6 is a road favorite. I'll lay the 7.5 against Michigan.
I heard AJ said today that Ryan Day said we're going to beat Michigan by 100. I did not know that.
And they're humming right now.
Oh, yeah. They're very, very much humming. Yeah. They are very, very much humming.
So I know Michigan's better, but we're about to find out how much better.
Mitt, what is your first Saturday pick?
My first Saturday pick was going to be Ohio State, so I'm on that with you, Gumpy. But nice. I'm going to go to the Wake Forest-Boston College game and lay Wake Forest minus the 5.5.
Wake Forest wins, and they're in the ACC championship, I believe.
Yep.
I got that at 4.5.
You're on that as well.
Yeah. Road team, 4-1 ATS last 5. Boston College, 2-5 ATS their last 7 as a dog.
My second pick for Saturday, we are going to Jersey. Give me Rutgers as a home puppy against Maryland. Both teams, whoever gets the win, is bowl eligible. Maryland 0-8 ATS in the conference, 0-4 ATS away, 0-7 ATS their last seven. Now, Rutgers hasn't been great either, but this is a fade Maryland. Give me one more time with Rutgers this season, okay?
I mean, I did.
Give me one more time with Rutgers
this season. I did not have that down here, but I will jump.
You going to jump on with me?
For the
plus 2.5 is what I'm got at.
Yeah, it's a proud pick. I'll hop on board with
you. I'm also going to go Liberty minus 3.5 against Army. Liberty's 4-1 ATS at home. Malik Willis' last game. Army maybe looking ahead. Army Navy next week. Okay. So give me Liberty minus the 3.5. Go ahead, Paul.
Fucking Nebraska just went up
14.
Jesus.
Yeah. Should. I mean, when Martinez went out, I backed off, but.
What are we doing?
You never know.
I'll take the 1.5 of Michigan State.
I'm with you.
They're undefeated at home against the spread this year. 7-2-2 against the spread their last 11. 5-2-1 against the spread their last 8 conference games. I think they should. Let's go.
Come on. With you. I'm with you on the Spartans. I'm looking for a bounce back here.
Yeah.
Mitt, what else you got?
Let's go to the night game. West Virginia Mountaineers at Kansas. Taking West Virginia Mountaineers. I'm 8-0 betting against KU football this year. I like this line. I'm going up West Virginia minus 14.5, Tony.
Okay.
Kansas has been playing pretty good. They've covered two out of the last three. Yeah, so I think the line's a little heavy towards Kansas. I don't think they should be this close.
Okay. I like it. Give me Marshall minus the 1.5 for the Conference USA East title. It's a good matchup for Marshall against Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky is also very hot. Both teams are coming in very hot. I just like the matchup for Marshall at home, and this is for Conference USA East. So both teams have something to play for. Give me the Thunder and Herd wide.
There you go. Give me the Beavs.
Okay.
Plus 7.5 at Oregon. 10-1 ATS last 11 as a road dog. Okay. 10-3 ATS last 13 as an underdog. Ducks 1-6 ATS their last 7 as a home favorite. Road team in this matchup 11-3 ATS last 14. And the Beavs 5-1-1 ATS their last 7 in Oregon.
Okay. Mate, you got anything else?
I got one more. We got the Bluegrass rivalry here. Oh. We got Kentucky going to Louisville. Yeah. We're riding with the Birds here, minus the 2.5. Let's go, baby. L's up.
Yeah, I was leaning Birds. I didn't end up pulling the trigger there. Are you on that?
Yeah, I'm wiping the points, though. Just give me Louisville money line.
Smart.
Yeah.
I'm on Minnesota plus the 6.5 against Wisconsin. Big Ten West is still up for grabs.
At what point are you going to show up in a boat and just be rowing to
me?
Work? Yeah.
Minnesota's been good for me this year.
Do you have your Coach Fickell poster still up in your bedroom?
Coach Fickell or Coach?
Coach, what's his name?
DJ Fleck.
Coach Fleck, dude.
Is your Fleck poster still up in your
bedroom? Listen, I was down 14 right now. Minnesota wins on Saturday. Guess who wins the Big 12 West?
I hope they do.
Minnesota, just like I said they would.
I hope they do.
Plus 6.5 on Saturday for me. Wisconsin's hot, so I'm a little worried, but 6.5 is a lot. Oklahoma State. I'm taking Oklahoma State. Minus 3.5, minus 4. This is for the Big 12. Oklahoma's 0-3 ATS away. OK State's 4-2 home. I know that Oklahoma's pretty much owned this matchup.
Yeah.
Last 20 years.
Yeah.
But go Pokes, baby.
I'll go down with the history.
Okay.
Sooners 4-0 ATS last 4 in Oklahoma State. 5-1 ATS last 6. Road team in this matchup, 7-2 ATS last 9. Sooners 12-3-1 ATS last 16 as a road dog. I'll take 4.5.
Do you have anything else? I got one more.
I'm laying 6.5 with UCLA.
Okay.
They looked great last week.
Who do they have?
Against Cal.
Okay.
The home team in this matchup, 8-3 ATS last 11. Bruins 7-0 ATS last 7 versus a team with a losing record. And the Golden Bears 3-7-1 ATS their last 11 meetings in UCLA.
Okay. My last one is I'm going to take Cuse plus the 13.5. 14 maybe on Saturday. Against Pitt, Cuse with a win becomes bowl eligible. I'm not saying they're going to win, but they have motivation to try and play. It's in the fucking Carrier Dome, which fucking stinks. Pitt has already won the Coastal, so they have nothing to play for in this game. They're playing in the ACC Championship already. So I think Cuse can keep it closer, with Pitt has nothing to play for.
Yeah, Pitt or Syracuse killed me the last couple of weeks.
I know. So my picks are NC State minus the 6.5, 6, 5.5, whatever you can get it at. Rutgers plus the 2.5, Liberty minus 3.5, Michigan State plus the 2, Minnesota plus the 7, OK State minus 4, and Syracuse plus 13.5.
Wake Forest minus 4.5, Rutgers plus 2.5, Ohio State minus 7.5, Michigan State plus 1.5, the Beavs plus 7.5, Oklahoma plus 4.5, UCLA minus 6.5, and Louisville money line.
All right, Mitt, go ahead.
We got Ohio State minus 7.5, Wake Forest minus 5.5, West Virginia minus 14.5, and Louisville minus 2.5.
Fucking ad started playing on my computer. Fucking ad started playing on my computer. San Diego State's up 27-16 over Boise right now. Nebraska's up 14-3 over Iowa.
Jesus.
Let's see here. What else was going on right now? Texas is up 19-17 over K-State in the fourth.
Way to go, Texas.
Central Michigan's up 17-10.
Way to show up.
Bowling
this year,
Green
Texas.
Is up 15-10 over Ohio.
Will Texas ever be back?
Eventually, dude. They'll be back. Other games going on as we fucking speak. Okay?
Go on.
The Bees are tied 2-2 with the Rangers.
Sure, I took the Bees before the game. Right now, if you're if it tickles your fancy, you could get the Bees minus 1.5 at plus 330 or minus 158 money line. The minus 1.5 intrigues me because if it's a tight game like this, 2-2 going into the third period will start shortly. You know, if the Bees get one, you assume they'd probably get another one with an empty net situation.
Okay. We have three 337 puck drops, a 407, a 507, a 607, and then the normal slate of times. Let's head to the ice.
There's a lot. Nikki I'll try skates. And be quick. I got a lot of picks today.
Okay.
It's Picks Friday. We're hitting it.
Picks Friday.
337 puck drop. Carolina minus 146 puck line.
Okay.
They're at Philadelphia. I'm sorry, it's plus 176 for a goal and a half on the puck line, minus 152 money line, and in regulation there, plus 105. I'm on Carolina in regulation at plus 105.
Kane's still rolling?
Canes are still rolling. They lost the other night to the Kraken, unfortunately. Somehow, some way, your boys got it done. Let's look for a nice bounce back in Philadelphia. The other 330 game is the Minnesota Wild at Winnipeg.
Okay.
Minnesota Wild at home against Winnipeg. The Wild are 5-2 at home lately. Winnipeg's 2-7 on the road. So I'm going to go just straight up with the Wild at minus 137 on the money line.
Okay.
Then we bounce to, what do we got? Tampa Bay and the Kraken. Your boys, the Kraken. Tampa Bay are $2 favorites on the money line. I'm going to take them minus 125 in regulation.
Okay.
They're 7-3 in their last 10. They've won 2 in a row. Kraken are 1-7 on the road this year.
Yeah, they're not great. I'll admit it. They're not great on the road.
They are bad. They're a bad hockey team.
No, just on the road.
Oh, just on the road.
They're good. They're a good squad at home.
In general, this is pretty bad.
Another early game here at 4:07. We got Ottawa Senators going into Anaheim. Anaheim 7-4 at home, 7-3 in their last 10, but they have lost their last 3.
Okay.
I'm on Anaheim minus 110 in regulation. Money line there minus 178. Ottawa injury troubles, COVID situation. 1-9 in their last 10. They've lost 3 in a row.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Bouncing over to Columbus.
Ooh.
Where are we at here? Columbus. Where are we at here?
Ohio.
That's a good call. That's Tony. A good line against the Canucks.
Columbus minus 140 money line. They're 7-3 at home, 7-3 in their last 10. They've won 2 in a row. Vancouver, Gumpy's Canucks are 2-8 in their last 10, 3-7 on the road, and they've lost 2 in a row.
Okay. Bad hockey team.
Not a great hockey team.
Bad hockey
team.
Pittsburgh, Tony. The Pittsburgh Penguins go into the island. New York Islanders open their new arena 3 games ago. They have not gotten a win there yet. Okay. We've been waiting for it to happen. Fuck it. I don't think it's happening tonight. Pittsburgh minus 154 on the money line. Even money in regulation.
Why are they such heavy faves?
Because the Isles are 0-3 at home, 2-8 in their last 10, and have lost 7 in a row.
Jesus.
The Isles have been brutalized by COVID, injuries, and just poor play overall. I like the Penguins in regulation. Jari's in net. He's been playing well.
Okay.
And this could be a game to get some demons off his back after the playoff. Yeah, well, playoff revenge game.
Fucking get demon, those demons. Dude. How is Jari doing, dude?
He's been incredible lately. Okay. In the last run here that he's been on.
I knew he'd be back.
They've won in a row.
He's the demon.
Gumpy, Colorado Avalanche come to town to take on your Dallas Stars.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Colorado have won 6 in a row. They're 8-2 in their last 10, 4-3 on the road. I'm on Dallas. Dallas is 5-3 at home. They've won 2 in a row. Woo! Otters in net, Jake Ottinger. And I'm on Dallas money line at plus 105.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I mean, Ottinger has, I don't think he's letting a goal all year. So, I mean,
that's what I heard.
Yeah,
so
I wouldn't be worried about
I'm riding
it. Stars are hot. Stars are hot.
Gumpy, your Montreal Canadiens go into Buffalo. Buffalo has looked tough lately.
Favored?
Buffalo's lost 4 in a row. They're 5-6 at home. Dustin Tokarski's in net. They're plus 102 as a home pup. I'm going to take them. The reason why being Montreal's 2-8 in their last 10, 1-9 on the road. And Samuel Montembault.
Samuel Montembault.
A guy I've never heard of is in net for Montreal. So I know Dustin Tokarski isn't great, but I've heard of him at least. We're going to go with Buffalo.
So you don't trust.
Get off the schneid.
You don't trust Montblanc.
No, we're going to go with Buffalo. The home pup to get off the schneid. Okay. The Leafs, later game tonight at 10:30, they're playing the Sharks. They're minus 164. They're hot, 8-2 in their last 10, 1-2 in a row. The Sharks have been okay, and I think Reimer's in net, but I like the Leafs here. And then finally, Gumpy. Jesus. Finally, we can rise.
Oh, we can rise.
The coin got shelled the other night.
I mean, we were on. We said we were on Vegas. We did say we were on Vegas.
The coin got shelled the other night. So tonight, the coin will make an appearance in Washington as the Florida Panthers come to town.
All rise for the honorable coin.
Who's this?
On Picks Friday. I think this is coin's first Picks Friday pick.
It is.
Who's going?
Florida Panthers minus 111. At the Washington Capitals, minus 108.
Florida Panthers, minus 111. Washington Capitals, minus 108.
It's Big Bob, isn't it?
I don't believe we've gotten...
Oh, no.
Let's look for confirmation. It was likely to be Bob. Let's make sure it's... We've got no confirmation yet. It's expected to be Bob, though. Okay.
Please be Panthers for Bob.
Panthers will be heads. Caps will be tails. And the flip... That's tails. That's Caps at home.
Corey spoken. The Caps at home. Money line. Minus 111. Bob's not going.
The coin lost one. The other night when we all wanted Vegas. Now we don't know. Is Bob in net? They will not tell us. Will not be revealed. And now we are on the Washington Capitals first Friday picks. Picks Friday for the coin to get back in the win column.
Coin lost to...
The Preds got dog
fucking annihilated.
I don't remember that, so...
I didn't either.
You know what I love is when people attack me or you for a pick that a coin makes. That might be my new favorite thing.
You guys get that? I haven't gotten that yet.
I'm to the point now where people don't tweet at me. They just fucking DM me that I'm an asshole.
I love that you're getting.
Yeah, I might close. I'm about fucking one away from just closing my DMs.
Also,
I'll say that.
Also, a new thing, Nick, is we're getting attacked for, because I'm on Oklahoma State.
Oh yeah, you can't be on different sides.
And he's on Oklahoma.
What are you talking about? It's a gambling show.
Yeah, so but since we're on different sides of the game, there will be one winner. We have to be on the same side, so we either both win or both lose.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Well, you know.
That's why we do backroom versus front room.
That's why we do backroom versus front room. college basketball, when's your first pick? Do we have to
We've already been rolling. We had McNeese State. win as a 3.5-point dog this morning, my friend.
Let's go to the NFL then. Okay?
Yep. Let's see. Hold on. Let me see when one tips here.
That's what I was...
Bama. Bama's not till 4:30.
All right. We're good then.
Yep.
NFL. Let's go through it. Titans plus 6.5. Patriots minus 6.5. Over under 43.5. I was looking at the under here. Didn't pull the trigger on it. Who's got what?
I like this at 5.5, but I'm not laying this many. This is starting the scream trap. Scream it loud and clear. Mm-hmm. I'm staying away from this.
Anyone in the back?
I'll take the Pats.
Okay.
I'll do it. I feel like that rushing attack, I don't know if Tennessee's D is, it's gotten better, but I don't know if it's anything to write home about.
Vrabel has 2-0 against Belichick.
Oh, very interesting.
Also with Derrick Henry, though.
Yeah. And you think Belichick doesn't know that?
Oh, he
does.
Think
he's not waiting?
Remember Tom?
Foaming at the mouth.
Tom threw his last interception, I believe, as a Pat against the Titans.
Yeah.
Mitt, anything on this game?
No, I'm staying away from this one, Tony.
Okay. Jets at Texans. 2.5 is the line. 44.5 is the total. Anybody?
Go ahead,
anybody?
Mitt.
Fighting Dave's?
Go ahead, Mitt.
I mean, it's hard to take the Fighting Dave's.
As a favorite?
As a fave, but...
Ralph, are you on the Fighting Dave's,
baby. Give me the Fighting Dave's. Give me Tyrod Taylor.
Whatever Tyrod Taylor's rushing over, I want that, too.
And you fucking say something despicable about him. Go ahead, Tony.
Tony.
I wouldn't... What?
You hate him.
You hate him.
Who?
Tyrod. You're a terrorist to Tyrod Taylor. You
no,
hate
I just
Tyrod.
Don't think he should be the MVP like you think he is.
No,
well,
I mean,
he's
going to
be the MVP on Sunday.
Okay. Eagles, minus 3.5 at the New York Football Giants. Total is 45.5. Now, it was 3 earlier in the week. Let's just say this. I'm going to buy the 0.5 to get to 3. Back to 3 if I have to.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take the Eagles.
Yeah, this screams trap as well, Tony.
Yes, it does.
But I'm going to take the Eagles as well. 4-2 ATS on the road. 10-4 ATS last 14 in New York. Road team in this matchup, 5-1 ATS. Giants, 8-20-1 ATS, their last 29 home games.
Here was my deciding factor. Philly is now the number one team in the NFL as far as rushing the ball. In attempts per game, they now have decided, hey, we're going to run the ball so we can win football
games.
That's
what we're good at.
They're number 3 in yards per rush, number 3 in rushes per game, number 2 in rushing yards per game. The Giants are all in the 20s in all of the stopping the run defense, or stopping the run. So
I do worry about
Eagles for me.
I do worry about revenge game. Freddie Kitchens revenge game.
Freddie Kitchens.
Just on the entire NFL.
On the entire NFL.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that. Yeah. I do understand that. I was a worry for me as well.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
I'm on the birds.
Mitt?
I'm on the birds until further notice, to
okay.
be honest.
I like that.
I'm staying away.
Okay. Bucks minus 3 at the Colts. Total is 53. I'm staying away. Pop? Say your pick.
You're staying away?
I am staying away.
Colts plus 3. Bucks 0-5 ATS on the road. 2-5 ATS last 7. 2-5 ATS their last 7 as a favorite. 0-6 ATS their last 6 as a road favorite.
Yeah.
Colts 4-0 ATS last 4 as a dog. 6-2 ATS their last 8. Give me the fucking home pop, dude.
Go ahead.
I'm on the Colts as well with Gumpy. Vita Vea potentially playing worries me because we all know how the Colts are going to move the ball. I think this might be a situation where it might be a Bucks win, Colts cover. This might be a close one.
Very close one. Mitt, anything here?
Yeah, I am riding the hot hand here. I'm riding with the Colts. They've covered their last 2. They've covered by a lot in their last 2, so let's just keep it rolling.
Okay. The line is 2. Falcons at Jags over under 45.5. Sorry. Why would I take this game?
Yeah, no thanks.
I'm taking this game.
Yeah, my numbers and shit say take the Jags, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, wait, the numbers say?
The numbers say.
What are the numbers
say?
Oh, fuck.
How much?
The numbers say that the Jags should be favorites.
I'll take the Jags if the numbers say. That's all I need to hear.
But, you know, sometimes the numbers don't realize that it's Jags and Falcons, and hey, maybe we shouldn't take this one.
Listen, Urban, this weekend, With is Ohio State, the, Michigan?
Is he at the game tomorrow?
He's going to win.
Yeah, dude.
Huh?
This is a win for Urban.
He knows better. He can't be at the Chop House day before.
Does any back, is dude. He's what if he's in Michigan just full heel on the sidelines?
You son up. Of a bitch, Tony. I was going to stay away from this, but those numbers.
Those fucking pesky numbers, dude.
Those fucking numbers. I'm Tony, staying. I'm going against you and Nick. Or, well, your numbers and Nick's actual pick here. And I'm taking the Falcons, man. I like Artie Smith. Or, I did that again.
No, he's
the coach.
No, that's his name.
He's the coach.
Yeah. Oh, I messed that up again.
You say his fucking name, dude.
All right, well, I like Matt Ryan, and I think that Urban Meyer is going to lose this game by a lot.
Urban does not lose on Michigan week, dude.
True. Don't say the M, dude.
Panthers, -2 at Miami Dolphins, totals 41.5. I'll take the under in this one.
Good bet.
Feed me. Are you kidding me?
Feed you, Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins +2. Panthers, 5-13-1 ATS last 19 as a road favorite. 1-5 ATS their last 5 against Miami. 3-8 ATS their last 11 as a favorite. Dolphins 3-0-1 ATS their last 4, 11-4 ATS their last 15 home games, and 7-3 ATS their last 10 as a home pup.
Okay.
Give me the Dolphins and the 2.
Anyone else?
Thank you.
I like the Panthers -2 and Cam Newton anytime touchdown at +1.
Wow.
What's your fucking deal, dude?
Mitt?
It's business, baby.
It will be. It fucking will. It fucking will be.
I do not like anything in that game, Tony.
Okay. Steelers +3.5 at the Bengals. Obviously.
It's down to 3.5.
Staying away. Probably the TJ Watt news.
What's that?
TJ's going to play.
Oh, TJ's in?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm away.
Come on. Take Steelers.
Come on.
Steelers.
What are you going to do, Gump?
Take Steelers.
Talk about how much faith you got.
I just took my own team. What more? How much more faith do you want?
The Steelers. No. This is about you and the Steelers.
No, this is about you guys picking your team.
You've been telling us not to talk
you out about you and the Steelers.
Come on. I just took the Dolphins and the points at home.
I just took the Penguins a fucking couple minutes ago.
Yeah, take the Stars every night. Take the Steelers, guys.
I may have to go to Cincy to see 7 play one last time.
Okay, here we go. If Tony goes to Cincy, give me Steelers +3.5.
You're not going to take a money line?
Not a chance.
+160, dude?
Nah. If Tony goes, give me the Steelers and the points.
Okay. Good deal. Anyone else on this game?
Yeah. I'm on the over of 45, Tony. Okay. I like that over.
45? That is a low total.
This might be a live play situation for me. We'll see how the boys come out.
I mean, if Big Ben's slinging it like he was in, might have been a warm weather situation.
Probably should go to Cincy to see 7 play one last time.
He's playing next year, though. I wouldn't worry about it. There's always next year.
It does sound like it.
There's always next year.
There's always going to be
Chargers -2.5 at Denver. This one. Yeah. You want to talk about trap lines? I wanted to take Denver all fucking week. Guess who was too scared to do it? Me.
You. That was you.
That was
well, me. The numbers, sir.
The numbers. Let's see here.
Because I hate everything about it, but I'm falling right into this.
Chargers.
Give me the Chargers.
Broncos. I have this as... Oh. Chargers. Chargers should be a 0.5-point favorite.
Perfect. Good enough for me. I'll wipe the points. Give me Chargers money line.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Chargers 5-0 ATS their last 5 versus AFC West. Broncos 0-4 ATS their last 4 versus AFC. 7-16 ATS their last 23 versus AFC West. Divisional matchup. Give me the Chargers.
Give me the Chargers.
Everyone else? Mitt?
Staying away.
Okay. Vikings at the Niners. Man, I really want to take San Fran.
You're not taking the Vikings?
No.
This is the classic Tony Vikings.
No, not this week. I wanted to take the Niners, but they're so bad at home. And the Vikings have been so good on the road. So I stayed away.
I hopped on this early in the week. It was -135 money line.
Uh-huh.
I stand by that. I don't love laying 3 here.
No.
I feel like Minnesota's due for fucking 1.
Bad one?
Yeah. And I think the Niners are going right now.
They are?
And I don't think they're going to stop. So I like the Niners money line here.
Back?
I'm on the Vikes +3. Okay. I feel like they play in a lot of close one-score games, so I'm just taking the points.
Literally every single game this year.
Trey White, torn ACL.
Yeah, saw that.
Goodbye.
Anything in this one?
No, staying away.
Rams -2 at the Pack, over under 47.
Yep.
Aaron Jones questionable?
I haven't heard about anything about Aaron Jones.
Just came out.
Questionable.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you guys like?
What are we fucking talking about here? Packers plus 2 at home.
Oh, okay.
4-0 ATS at home. Rams, 0-4 ATS last four games. 0-4 ATS last four is a favorite. 0-7 ATS last seven against Green Bay. 1-4 ATS their last five in Green Bay. Packers, 9-1 ATS last 10. 5-1 ATS last six is a dog. I mean...
Okay. You're on the pack.
What are we doing?
I'm on the pack. Late November in Lambeau, the only person I trust on that Rams team to show up is Aaron Donald. Yeah, and I don't know if just Aaron Donald is enough.
If the Rams lay another egg here, my friend.
Boy, it's going to get loud. Is that you on the dog?
Yeah, I'm taking Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers plus the two at home.
Okay. Sunday night, Browns, Ravens,
yeah.
plus 3.5. I will gladly take the road puppy plus the 3.5. Oh, no. Are we against each other?
No, I'm a big fan of putting my feet up on Sunday night.
Okay. I get that. Anyone in the back?
I'm going to take Ravens money line.
Okay.
Ooh, I am taking the Browns money line here.
Okay.
To close out the day.
All right, so for Sunday, I got Miami and Carolina under the 41.5. Philly minus the 3. Cleveland plus 3.5.
I got Eagles minus 3. Niners money line. Packers plus 2. Chargers money line. Dolphins plus 2. Colts plus 3.
I got Pats minus 6.5. Texans minus 2.5. Eagles minus 3.5, Colts plus 3, Jags plus 2, Panthers minus 2, Chargers minus 2.5, Vikings plus 3, Packers plus 2.
Okay. NFL down, college football down, NHL down. Mitt, you got anything in NBA or no?
Yeah, I got 4 here okay. in the NBA, actually.
What do you got, Bob?
Even, keep it even, dude.
Keep it even.
Oh, see, I have to keep it even, and I also got to find it, so.
Okay.
Want me to?
I know that my first game was the Charlotte Hornets minus 2. I just really liked the line. I couldn't really pick a true good side in that. Oh no, it was against the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves suck. They don't count for shit. So yeah, we're going with Charlotte there.
Okay. What else? Cool.
And then we got Memphis Grizzlies minus the 0.5. So basically a pick 'em. Yep. They're home against the Hawks. The Hawks have something going on with their team this year. They stink.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies aren't bad, especially against the spread this year. So we're going with the Memphis Grizzlies.
Okay.
Operation Fade New Orleans is going until it until the ship sinks here.
It's a lot of points. Take the Jazz.
Yeah, I'm taking the minus 12.5 with the Jazz.
Okay.
I know it's a shit ton of points, but it is also the Pelicans. The Jazz are very good covering last year, this year, every year it seems like. And then the Golden State Warriors, the number one covering team this year still against the Portland Trail Blazers at home. They're only minus 6. Portland's not that good. And Steph's playing everyone's playing but Clay, basically. So I don't know how that team's going to end up getting better, but they probably will. It's going to suck to watch, but good for you.
Pal, let's go do college basketball.
Yeah, I'm just going to rip these off.
Rip them off,
there's
baby.
Don't really need any reasoning the way this has been going.
It's Picks Friday. It's Picks Friday.
I'm taking Alabama minus 6 at Drake.
It's been your squad.
Yeah, they lost last night to Iona.
Alabama did.
Yeah. I feel like this is a bounce back minus 6. Good number there. South Alabama been very good so far, 4-2. I got them money line versus Hawaii.
Okay.
And then off a big win, Iona getting 3 against Belmont. 3.5, sorry. I'll take the 3.5 with Iona.
Okay.
And then I have Arkansas State money line against Moorhead, and then the last two, Missouri plus 2.5 versus Wichita, and this team has been good this year, New Mexico money line against Towson.
Okay, perfect. Just footy left.
Yep.
Just footy left.
Let me get to it here.
Hey, no worries. Take your time.
Holy shit.
Take your time, dude.
Saturday. Wolves draw no bet versus Norwich. Norwich has been good since switching coaches. They've won 2 straight. Wolves, I mean, they're in 6. They've lost 1 of 7. They should get something from this game. I like draw no bet here.
Okay.
Leeds double chance versus Brighton. Leeds is bad in the table right now, but they're getting some players back this weekend. I like them. Double chance there. To Bundesliga, Mönchengladbach, draw no bet versus Cologne.
Yes.
Cologne haven't won in 5 Bundesliga. Mönchengladbach, 1 loss in 8 all competitions. Freiburg, draw no bet versus Bochum.
Mm-hmm.
Freiburg's lost 2 straight, but they're 3rd in Bundesliga. They've had a pretty good year. I like them, draw no bet. Taking Dortmund again, got burned midweek on them, but them draw no bet, minus 120 versus Wolfsburg. They've won 5 of 6 in Bundesliga. And then to Ligue 1, Lille moneyline versus Nantes. They're 12th and 13th in the league. I like Lille moneyline. Celta Vigo draw no bet in La Liga. And then also in La Liga, Barcelona draw no bet versus Villarreal. Barca haven't lost in 5 all competitions. They seem to be doing better with a new coach.
Uh-huh.
Serie A, Fiorentina draw no bet at Empoli. Fiorentina has been very good this year. And then this one, Juventus is going against Atalanta.
Mm-hmm.
Atalanta haven't lost in 7. Juventus have won 2 straight in Serie A against Lazio and Fiorentina. They got dog walked by Chelsea in the Champions League. I mean, any way you want to bet this game, you get a Juventus draw no bet minus 160, and you get Atalanta double chance at minus 150. I mean, any way you want to bet this game is a good pick, I think. I would lean Juventus draw no bet just because I feel like they're playing better, but I don't, any way you want to go on that one, I don't love.
Okay. And then breaking news. So I'm going to give you a chance if you want to jump on or not. Titans will be without AJ Brown and Julio Jones on Sunday.
I still don't like the.
Okay.
I don't love the
points. I'm not touching either.
I don't love the points. It just feels like one of those. I don't know.
I hear you. Hey, I fucking hear you.
Oh, and Sunday. I'll throw out a couple footy ones I love.
Okay.
Where is it? Bayer Leverkusen double chance is minus 120 at RB Leipzig.
Uh huh.
I think Bayer Leverkusen's the better team here. So I love that pick.
Mm-hmm.
And Bologna, draw no bet at Spezia, I like, at minus 140.
Bologna.
And Real Betis has been playing very well. Moneyline versus Levante, I love as well.
Okay.
Thinking about Tottenham moneyline, but they lost to us.
Let's not worry about the Spurs.
They're plus money against Burnley moneyline. I'll just put that.
Let's not worry about the Spurs, okay? Yeah. All right, we can't thank you guys enough. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Good luck with all your picks this weekend.
Good luck.
Good luck. It's the last, we're running out of time in the college football season.
We really are.
Enjoy it, my friends.
Enjoy it tomorrow, or next weekend.
Drink it down. Holy shit.
Next weekend's just Army-Navy, and then guess what? The preparation comes for bowl season, which it's going to be quite a run. It's going to be quite a fucking run. Good luck this weekend. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.